Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty and the checks and balances put in place by our founders to restore the republic. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration based on moral principle, based on educated population, is the simple answer. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you in part by thepowermall.com is in order. We had our guest on Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about the family of Lavoy Finicum. Release a statement, their funeral will be held in Kanab, Utah this Friday, February the 5th. We talked about Shauna Cox and Joe O'Shaughnessy, also known as AKA Captain O. They both go free. Shauna Cox speaking out. Captain O, I don't hear a word. Uncertainty builds after Last of the Occupiers fall silent online. I guess most phone and internet service for the occupiers comes to an end. And I don't mean to be rude, and but they need to leave. They need to go home. There's a big debate about that yesterday in a rally. I'll tell you about it as the broadcast unfolds. We also talked about Sophie Scholl, heroine of liberty. Sophie Scholl was the leader of the White Rose movement in World War II Germany. What a great role model. There's a movie, Sophie Scholl, people were talking about in some emails to me. Good stuff, people. Ron Paul's Sunday column. Is Congress declaring war on ISIS or on you? Great column, folks. Senator Mitch McConnell was working overtime to secure support for the authorization of war against ISIS. You and I both know that the United States and the administration is responsible for the creation of ISIS. From the George Bush right on through the Barack Obama administrations. The only way to protect both liberty and security, according to Ron Paul, and boy do we agree with this, is to stop trying to impose our will on other nations by force. Yeah, especially military force. Adopting a non-interventionist foreign policy that seeks peace and free trade with all would enable the government to legitimize our safety without creating an authoritarian police state. We also talked about the Utah legislature's in session. We talked about 9 bills on the docket of particular interest. 3 good, 6 bad. That isn't looking good. For example, with proposals like SB 59, we should ask ourselves, do I believe that I or my neighbor across the street has moral authority to employ force in this matter? If not, well, then in the eyes of God, government doesn't have that authority either. In other words, would it be a moral use of force by an individual? If not, it can't be a moral use by government either. That was hour one. Hour two, we talked about Ammon Bundy has his own, quote, voodoo donut created after him. So if you want to go to Portland and get a voodoo donut, the Ammon, I guess you can do that. Huckabee says, I'm prepared to stop all abortions. We have a constitutional obligation to protect all people. And there was also a law that was cited against the occupation organ folks. I guess it was used to, it was created to corral Civil War secessionists. Wow. Thousands called the Burns to tell FBI to leave after the occupation leaders are arrested. Where was the FBI during the armed standoff, you may ask? Well, the LA Times says, out of sight, but listening and watching intently. The FBI has made it clear that the days when journalists could mingle freely with the protesters and local ranchers could drop by with a batch of soup, those days are over. We will use our influence. This is myself, Liberty Roundtable Live, Liberty News Radio. We will use our influence to have both sides stand down now. Even Michael Savage is adding fuel to the fire by claiming it's a murder. And he says he wants the Justice Department, Loretta Lynch, to investigate the killing of Lavoie Finicum. And if the Justice Department doesn't get justice, he wants to go to the United Nations. Has he lost his marbles? I think so. Wow. The FBI is bringing even more assets into Burns. All right, looks like the Sanders camp, Bernie Sanders, is suspicious of Microsoft's influences in the Iowa caucus. He should be concerned because Hillary beat him by the closest margin ever. Son of maintenance worker gets perfect score on the AP calculus exam. He's only one of 12 in the world to do so. Wow. Guy comes out of the hood and rocks it on math, doesn't he? There is hope in America that you can be somebody, do something, huh? The Norwegian Armed Forces, I guess they're not going to change their nude bathing policy. Chicks aren't happy with it. Satanists to give invocation at Phoenix City Council meeting. We also talked about a vibrating gas pedal can help save on fuel, USA Today. Google and Apple are hitting back on the Europe tax agreements. And that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday on Liberty Roundtable Live. All right, News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome, my friend. So yesterday, a bunch of stuff went down in Burns, Kurt, and a local reported to me, gave me all the details. And I don't know if she wants her name mentioned, so I'll leave her name out, but I want her to know I appreciate the work that she's done, and I want to give her credit. I'm not sure if she wants to be publicized necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. She says this. The PPN, that's Pacific Patriot Network, had a protest today. And, of course, the locals had a protest against the protesters. The PPN group wanted the FBI to go home. The other protesters wanted the militias to go home. It was very loud. I could hear it from my house 5 blocks away. Wow. At the end of the battle, the 3% group, that's 3% of Idaho and others, well, they were cleaning up trash, Kurt. I mean, they were just, like, wrecking stuff.
Yeah, that's the way they do it.
They were cleaning up the garbage and stuff. And I guess the old sheriff, they call him retired sheriff, Dave Glerup. G-L-E-R-U-P, Glerup, I think.
All right.
Pushed one of the PPN members down into the snow. Huh. From behind while he was kind of working. And so that caused Brandon Curtis and others to get a little bit rambunctious, and they became very vocal. Otherwise, it was a peaceful event. Hmm. Then she says, I forgot to mention, some local ranchers showed up with their trucks hauling stock horse trailers. Then numerous people were there with signs promoting Sheriff Mack. And then I guess there was one other little part. Both sides, Kurt, in this, battle of wills, if you will. Both sides got quiet in a moment of silence for the Finicum family. That's the only thing they agreed on all afternoon. So that's kind of the tidbit on that, Kurt. What do you think of that?
That is a good update. From Burns, and
yeah, that's basically what happened yesterday.
Good little reporter, yeah.
I just, again, it always amazes me how they always tell you how violent we are, right, Kurt? How brutal we are, how just intense, gun-toting, gun-toting and kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
But then the 3%ers and the guys that are rallying, they didn't do anything. They're just cleaning up trash, and then somebody from the other side, the so-called, government side or support, whatever you want to call it, they just shove somebody down from behind, you know? And you could say, well, Sam, that's not a big act. That's, you know, maybe he was just kidding, you know? I don't know. I'm just telling you. Again, the only physical altercation is from the government side. I just find that fascinating. It happens over and over and over and over again. All right, Donald Trump's in the news or not in the news, as the case may be. We'll talk about that and more. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. News the networks refuse to use everywhere. This half hour is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com and GiveMeLibertyFund.com. That's GiveMeLibertyFund.com.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues. So the rally was very loud yesterday in Burns. This local gave me the news. Again, I don't know if she wants her name mentioned. I'd be glad to mention her if she wants. I just don't know. Anyway, but she says she could hear the protests on both sides 5 blocks away from her house. It was really loud. And, you know, bottom line is at the end, the 3% group was cleaning up the garbage. And retired Sheriff Dave Glarup pushed somebody down in the snow. That didn't make folks too happy. Otherwise the thing was peaceful. I'm glad it was peaceful because a lot of people had guns and it could have gone real wrong. I'm telling people, though, Kurt, that, you know what, we just need to mellow out here. We just need, there was numerous people there with signs promoting Sheriff Richard Mack. That's kind of a cool thing. You know, Mack
wasn't
even
there. Wonder why that was going on. Yeah.
Well, because people want a real sheriff, Kurt.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's
right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Yeah. I'm not saying I know for the fact that's the reason, but to me, that would be why. It's like, hey, if we had a real sheriff, you know, Mack, or again, Sheriff Mack represents a constitutional sheriff, even if it's not Mack,
yeah,
as long as it's somebody like-minded to Mack. It isn't about mm-hmm. Mack is the point that I'm getting at. It's about the principles, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is pretty good, though. Both sides got quiet. As they celebrate, I shouldn't say celebrated, they commemorated, is that the best way to say it, Kurt?
Yeah.
In a moment of silence for the Finnecombe family. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing they agreed upon all afternoon. You know, I agree with that, too. But I really think, Kurt, that everybody needs to go home.
You know, home's a good place to be.
I really think it's about time to go home and find another time and another way to fight this battle. All right. I guess Trump lost big, Kurt. Ted Cruz won Iowa caucuses, stuns Donald Trump in first 2016 race, according to The Blaze. Reuters News Service also chimes in and says, Republican Cruz bests Trump in Iowa race. Clinton edges out Sanders, Reuters. So what do you think of that, Kurt?
You know, I'm not that surprised with the whole with the results like they are. Especially on the Clinton Bernie results.
Yeah, Bernie felt like Microsoft was going to hose it down, Kurt. It's the closest primary ever, they claim.
Yeah, I guess Hillary won 6 of the precincts by coin tosses.
That's kind of cool, right?
That before.
Nothing like flipping a coin for your favorite leader.
Amazing to win all 6, you know, with the coin toss. You must have just picked the right side, I guess. They say.
Well, I'm sure it was like a heads I win, tails you lose kind of plan, though, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. I guess they say the probability of that was 1 in 64. But you know, it's the way it is when you got the right people in the right places.
Hey, just ask her about her land deals if you don't believe. Good luck.
Yeah, I guess Sanders says he wants the raw count released, and I guess some folks were saying that Hillary was a liar. Shocking. But on the Cruz thing, I guess he was saying, to God be the glory. Mr. Trump was basically saying that he was honored with second place. Kind of, you know, it's nice to see a little humility there from Mr. Trump. Now, on the other hand, it looked like Rubio, you know, basically came in as the battered establishment winner, you know. So, I mean, I'm not really surprised.
So, do you believe this is the takedown of Trump now?
I don't really. I mean, I see that there are some folks who are uniting to support, you know, you've got the establishment uniting to support their candidate. You've got, you know, the ones that seem maybe a little more constitutional uniting to support theirs. You know, that's the Cruz side. And then you've got the ones kind of in the middle there, the ones that they want Trump to shake things up, you know, supporting that one. So it's
you know who put Cruz over the top, don't you, Kurt?
Well, I think Glenn Beck did a lot of that.
Well,
you
you're
think?
Right. But the reality is they claim that the numbers really show the Christians coming out for Cruz.
Yeah.
Christians,
well,
you know.
And there's a good point to that, in my opinion. If they show up and participate, they can do some amazing things.
Yeah. Now, Mike Huckabee says he's out.
Oh, yeah.
Now, speaking of the Christians, though, it's kind of fascinating.
It's been a long time coming, I think.
The most Christian, probably one of all of them, at least he was a, you know, a preacher for a long time and everything else, would be good old Mike Huckabee. So the Christians,
that's right.
They didn't want the crew or the Donald because he's not Christian, but, you know, maybe Mike's too Christian, Kurt.
I guess so.
Not really sure.
They look and say, well, who could win, I think, is what they do is, you know, who's in the top and then, you know, pick from those guys.
Like that's the finger in the wind plan?
Do. Yeah. Well, that's
pretty much,
the
yeah.
way they folks typically do, you know, try to have a winner on
Unfortunate,
their side
but true.
Be on the side of a winner. Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess after a poor caucus performance, I guess Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, I guess he'll suspend his campaign, too. He's out.
Huh. Okay, so two down.
Two down, yeah.
Huckabee and O'Malley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Hillary's, you know, right now it looks like, if we just take it at first glance, it's Clinton versus Cruz, Kurt.
Yeah.
Y'all cool with that?
I guess Trump has vowed that he'll win the nomination. You know, he's heading on to New Hampshire.
Now, there's a lot of people that say that Trump's just in it to, you know, tip the hat for Hillary, Kurt.
Huh.
You believe that?
What do you think? I don't.
All right. Well, there's a video out now, and it's not very kind to Donald.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Donald Tapes.
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of opposition coming his way.
Yeah.
Like you said, the takedown of Trump, but... you know, there's a whole bunch of guys moving forward.
There
now,
is the debate on if he'll be successful.
Uh huh.
Now, what are you saying about Cruz?
Well, now they'll take him on more since he's the so called leader. So you'll see more attacks on him.
You know, I find it fascinating. If you still look at all the polls, Trump's still ahead, Kurt.
Well, yeah, except for the. You know, what happened with these results. Yeah. And when you look at the numbers, as far as I can tell, he basically gets the same number of delegates as Cruz, you know, as far as I could tell.
That would be like a tie,
one place. Yeah. Yeah. When it comes to the delegates. You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the end, isn't that what matters?
I think so.
All right. Yeah. Now, this video Donald Trump exposed, I find kind of interesting. And I want to play it after the break. It's a little long, and I don't want to get it chopped off. But it's very non-flattering about Trump, if you will. He's hanging out with Hillary. He really talked about how much of a Democrat he is. You know, he's just in the tank for single-payer government health care. He doesn't have his same opinion on abortion that on immigration as he has now. He's a hardcore pro-choice guy. Man, it's not very flattering, Kurt. We'll get to the video of Donald Trump in a second. But in the meantime, you should be super excited, though, Kurt. The national debt surpasses $19 trillion for the first time
exciting.
In U.S. history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotta. It's hard to control my excitement when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
Definitely.
And yeah, we just need to make sure you get a big old piece of that $19 trillion, you know?
Yeah. Good point.
Isn't that interesting? All right, when we come back, we'll hear the Donald Trump. Donald Trump exposed is kind of the headline for the thing. Or the Donald tapes is what some of them are calling it. So, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use, brought to you by thepowermill.com and gimmelibertyfund.com.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Here's this video that's not very favorable to the Donald. It's kind of an interesting video, in my opinion. Listen to this. We'll talk about it.
Everybody's got to be covered. This is an un-Republican thing for me to say.
Universal health care.
I am going to take care of everybody.
Who pays for it?
The government's going to pay for it. The government's going to pay for it.
This tax would raise approximately $5.7 trillion.
In many cases, I probably identify more as a Democrat.
I hate the concept of guns. I'm not in favor of it.
Why are you joining the Reform Party?
I really believe the Republicans are just too crazy right. I mean, hey, I lived in New York City and Manhattan all my life, okay? So, you know, my views are a little bit different than if I lived in Iowa, perhaps.
Partial birth abortion. Would President Trump ban partial birth abortion?
Well, look, I'm very pro-choice.
But you would not ban it?
No.
Or ban partial birth abortion?
No, I would. I am pro-choice in every respect.
This is an un-Republican thing for me to say.
Who do you think would be the best qualified to make a deal with Iran?
Hillary's always surrounded herself with very good people. I think Hillary would do a good job.
Make a deal with Iran.
Well, I think Hillary would do a good job.
Nancy Pelosi, the speaker.
And I'm very impressed by her. I think she's a very impressive person. I like her a lot. She was going to really look to impeach Bush and get him out of office, which personally I think would have been a wonderful thing.
Impeaching him?
Well, I thought he did a great job tonight. I thought he was strong and smart, and it looks like we have somebody that knows what he's doing. And it's a strong guy who really knows what he wants, and this is what we need.
Hillary's a great friend of mine. Her husband is a great friend of mine. I think Hillary is going to take it, and I think Hillary is very, very capable. I'm very pro-choice, liberal in health care.
Universal health coverage.
I like universal.
As far as single payer, it works in Canada. It works incredibly well in Scotland.
It just seems that the economy does better under the Democrats than the Republicans.
Donald Trump and I both agree that there ought to be more taxation.
What do you think of eminent domain?
I think it's a wonderful thing. I'll be honest with you.
For people that have been here for years, that have, you know, been hard workers, have good jobs, are supporting a family, it's very, very tough to just say, you have to leave, get out. How do you throw somebody out that's lived in this country for 20 years?
Right,
you just can't throw everybody out.
He was basically a Democrat, and he was supportive of Democrats. He was supportive of a lot of the causes that, you know, I cared about and the people I knew cared about.
There you have it, Kurt. Now, I know you can make anything say anything, but it's going around the internet. It's not very favorable of Trump, even if some of it's not placed fairly. They're calling it the Trump tapes. And it's quite telling of a lot of his beliefs, nevertheless, Kurt. What do you think?
Well, yeah, it is. And, you know, it's, I mean, if Americans are surprised that there's some, what would you say, some, well, politicians or whatever that say one thing and then change their story, I'm thinking, wow, what else is new? I mean, we've seen that over and over and over, haven't we?
I think so. And again, you know, when you control the media, you control a lot of the narrative.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it. So anyway, we need to be very careful with that. But I thought that was worth playing. Again, the attack on Trump is starting to become relentless. He lost last night. They mocked him for not, you know, attending the debate. They claimed that he steals the show everywhere he goes. But now it used to be pitched as positive that he had real attraction. Now it's kind of like, he's just a baby, a whiner, and he dominates everything. And anyway, kind of interesting. But Republican Cruz bests Trump in Iowa race. Clinton edges out Sanders. Do you think we're going to have a Clinton-Cruz battle or a Clinton-Trump battle, Kurt?
No, I predict a Trump-Clinton battle.
You do? You predict Trump-Clinton?
Yeah.
All right. National debt surpasses $19 trillion. That's beyond imagination, folks. It's hard to even understand what $1 trillion is, much less $19 trillion. And that doesn't even count our unfunded liabilities either, does it, Kurt?
Oh, no. As far as I know, that's, I guess it's like 200 or, I don't know, 200 trillion, something like that, you know?
There you go. I'm getting Kurt a little excited, folks, and that actually brings his, you know, volume up. I can have him like five times as loud as me. But until he gets excited on the radio, it doesn't, you know, help much. So we're getting him excited. I guess there's a new poll out too, Kurt. 91% of Americans aren't worried about global warming. Now, are you part of that 91%, Kurt? That's just,
I think, especially during the winter, you'll find that number is probably lower.
Oh, good.
You know, here in America. Now, at least that's just my take on it.
Good point. 91% of Americans aren't too worried about, especially those folks that are like in the shovel snow brigade. They're probably not too worried about
that. That's right. Yeah.
They're kind of worried about.
We just had, 2 feet of snow in New York and, you know, stuff like that. So it's a pretty good time to ask Americans if you want that number to be high, you know, ask them during the, 2 feet of snow that they just had.
Man, that'll be good, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to convince people.
Yep.
You know what I mean? All right, now I guess the Pentagon is going to hike their spending request, Kurt, by 35% to over $7 billion in an effort to fight the Islamic State. That's according to Reuters. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, I mean, it's good for the economy, right, Sam?
Yeah, they say the President Barack Obama administration will seek a significant increase in funding for the fight against the Islamic State as part of its, quote, 2017 budget. They call it a defense budget request. Wow, that sounds pretty defensive. Mm-hmm. U.S. officials are now saying they call it another effort for the U.S. to intensify their campaign.
Yep.
And more than $7 billion. What's that guy's name? He's U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter. He's going to disclose his spending priorities. Lay it all out there for you, Kurt.
Yeah.
That way you can, you know, get on it.
Mm-hmm. Count on that.
What do you think of good old Ash?
I got to admit, it's probably like the first time I've heard of him. Is that the same guy that started Ash Wednesday and all that stuff?
No, dude, come on. Now you're mixing religion and politics and stuff. Come on.
It's just all right. A little joke.
Ash Carter. Is that his name? Good old
like
Ash.
Ask all me right. a question. Oh, no, that's ask, I guess. I'm
there you
anyway.
Go. All right. There's, you're getting caught up, Kurt. No, now, Los Angeles cops are in the news, Kurt.
L.A. cops.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Los Angeles
not
cops.
Louisiana.
L.A. cops urge residents to protect themselves as violent crime skyrockets, Kurt. Mm-hmm. That's according to the economic collapse.
Out of LA.
Well, that's my suggestion and yours for sure.
Yes.
They say all over America, rates of violent crime are up, up, up. They're absolutely soaring.
Yeah.
And it shot up by 20% in LA alone. Mm-hmm. Now, the cops are saying to people, you need to protect yourselves, Kurt, because the cops may not be able to get there in time when you call.
Imagine that.
Now, they say, thanks to deep budget cuts, it's all your fault, cutting off that cash.
Yep,
police departments
yep.
across the nations are already severely undermanned. And our major cities are seeing crime rates go through the roof. They say at a pace that we have not seen in ages. So this economic collapse guy talks about, he says, I've encouraged my readers to focus on the five basics. I'll get to the five basics in a second, but... Kurt, what's lacking from this report from the L.A. cops? Any idea?
Solutions?
Yeah, that's true. But they, you know what? David A. Clark Jr., the sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, says the same thing. He says, I might not be able to get there in time. Now, L.A. saying the same thing, but there's a difference in the two, Kurt.
Yeah, they didn't tell their people to be armed.
That's right. David A. Clark Jr., black Democrat of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, great friend of ours, gets it right. He says, you got to have a gun. You got to partner with me. You got to defend yourself. You got to learn how to use your gun safely and effectively and change the game. Take control of your destiny. Take control of your security. The LA police saying the same thing. You got to defend yourself. We may not be able to get there in time. They admit the truth, just like David A. Clark Jr., but they lack conviction enough to finish the story, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
I find that kind of sad. But I'm not really surprised.
Yeah.
All right, so do you know what the five basics are, Kurt, that you got to focus on?
The five basics you have to focus on. We're talking about media?
Well, no, in your defense and stuff.
Who, what, when, where?
In your life.
All that kind of stuff. Oh.
In your security, in your safety, in your well-being,
family,
if you will.
Country.
In fact, Kurt. Thoreau talked about four of them.
Oh, okay. Thoreau. Yeah.
You remember Thoreau?
He was pretty thorough, wasn't he? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's not Thoreau, Kurt. It's Thoreau.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was,
Wasn't he a guy that did the grand experiment that lived a very simple life and went off the beaten path for a while and conducted an experiment? You should know about this. Anyway, he talked about the four basic needs. And this author at Economic Collapse and talking about self-defense focuses on four of those plus one more. I'll tell you about them in seconds. Liberty Roundtable live.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so back in the day, Mr. Thoreau did a grand old experiment, if you will, and he lived off the grid, lived in a cabin, lived a very simple life. He got rid of a lot of his possessions and everything else and just kind of narrowed down to the basics. And the four basics in that scenario were food, water, shelter, and clothing. And this author at Economic Collapse, talking about self-defense, slightly changes the details, but same general principle. Food, water, shelter, energy, and self-defense. Of those five, it's almost self-defense that's kind of the most important, this author says. So be prepared to defend yourself. And I agree with that general point for sure. So there you have that, Kurt. You want to chime in on that? What do you think?
Well, those do sound like they're pretty important things. I would say that. I guess Thoreau is T-H-E-R-O-U-X, so it's a French word. But anyway, yeah, I'm just not all up to...
How do you spell Thoreau again?
Well, I guess you could say T-H-E-R-O-U-X.
Yeah, I can't keep track of that kind of stuff. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's way too hard for me to spell, Kurt. I can eat French fries, though.
Yes, sir. That means you are a French man. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
French fries, French toast. You know, that means you've got some culture in. Well, culture would be yogurt and sour cream and cottage cheese and stuff like that. But, you know, culture is part of life, huh, Sam? You know, a little bit more on the Iowa thing. I thought it was interesting. There's a report out that says that Carson is a little ticked off.
Yeah, he got ripped off, Kurt.
Yeah, I guess he says that Cruz, somebody in the Cruz camp, he basically says they told folks that Carson was dropping out. And... So that's how he got more of Carson's votes. I guess the numbers show Carson got 9.3% of the vote, whereas Cruz 27.7, Trump at 24.3, Rubio 23.1, Rand Paul 4.5, then Bush at 2.8. And they say Fiorina, Christie, Huckabee, Santorum, and Kasich all had less than 2%. So, as you reported, Huckabee saying, I'm out of here, as well as O'Malley. Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you think's going to kick the bucket next, Kurt?
I would hope.
Not literally, Kurt.
Yeah, I know. I would hope for a Kasich, Christie, Bush.
Not going to happen.
I know, but I'm
they have plenty of cash, Kurt. They can stay in forever, bro.
Yeah, good point.
It's that.
But anyway, those are my hope for exits, you know. But, hey, like you say, I wouldn't be surprised if they just hang on, you know.
And just keep the field just muddy as all get out?
Yeah. You know, I mean, you got to have eight guys on the stage, so you need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Yeah, you know, and then that undercard thing, that's never happened before, so it's kind of fun for those guys like Santorum and, you know, even Fiorina or whatever, whoever doesn't make it on the main stage to have their kind of, you know, minutes in the sun. So I don't see them really dropping out. I mean, what's Huckabee saying is his reason for dropping out? Not enough money? I mean, it shouldn't be much difference than he's had for the whole time, I think.
Yeah, it's a good point. I don't really know. Huckabee didn't really explain. He's kind of bad out. I think it's cash and lack of support and everything kind of mixed together. I don't see why.
I guess Huckabee won back in 08 there in Iowa, and I guess in 1988, Iowa selected Robert Dole, one of my favorite guys, Bob Dolt, over George H.W. Bush. And in 1980, Iowa picked Pat Robertson over Ronald Reagan. So they don't always pick the winner. And by the way, Santorum was tied with the Mitt Romney back in 2012. So,
well, and this is kind of what's funny to me is every time these guys run, they get less support. People are just like, nah, nah, nah. Right?
Well, yeah. Maybe.
Offense, but Huckabee's been in there, three different times now? Or is it more?
Seems like a lot, you know?
It's a lot, that's for sure. I'm just saying, after a while, it's just like bugs. It's just like, you know what? Come on, Huckabee, you're done, my friend. When will you realize you're a has-been? It's kind of like somebody that stays in the NBA way too long, Kurt. After a while, they're just like all geriatric running around. They get like 5 minutes of playing time because they can't even keep up.
Yep.
But they're a good shot, you know?
Yeah, there's money to be made there, you know? Yeah.
I guess that's why it doesn't end, huh? So do you think it was a big old scandal? What do you think of the Ted Cruz dog and Carson?
I think that's interesting, and I've never seen Mr. Ben Carson really say things that weren't pretty much the way they are, so I'd expect that to be the case. And I am surprised that Carson got as much as he got, yet as little coverage as he gets, you know. I mean, you'd think, based on the numbers, that he got like 1%, like right along with the Bush and everybody else. But he got almost 10%. So you got to admit that.
You don't think it's just sour grapes?
I mean, he's a strong fourth place, you know. Do I think it's sour grapes? No. I don't think Ben Carson does that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So is, I guess he says no matter what happens, he'll soldier on too, Kurt. Ben Carson.
Who's that, Carson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is that good, you think?
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I think he brings a lot of good stuff to the, you know, he's not one of the ones I'd want to say goodbye to, you know. I want to get rid of those establishment guys, you know. But then that means Rubio would be bye, you know, goodbye. But anyway.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
All right.
And what's amazing is those coin tosses, you know. I mean, we've seen.
I don't even understand that. How on earth is it a primary or a caucus with a coin toss?
Well, if you get tied, you know, then you have to break the tie.
No, you don't. You just have to tell everybody that they're tied and vote again.
Well, that's what you'd think. But it's pretty amazing how Hillary was lucky and won all six coin tosses.
I mean, I've told you all the whole time she's a winner, Kurt.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Then what can I say?
Good point. Yeah.
Now, do you think that Ted Cruz is guilty of the foul play, Kurt, or just somebody on his campaign? What do you think on that?
You know, I doubt that Ted Cruz would do that himself, but, you know, when you get a campaign and you start spreading rumors or whatever, you know, I mean, hey. It's not surprising to me. And you get, let's say you get four points of Carson stuff and it moves over to Cruz's. That's going to mean the difference.
It's a huge difference. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's sad. But again, you know what? This is politics. They always play dirty, Kurt. When you, I'm not saying it should be that way among statesmen. I'm just telling you that it's, that's what we've evolved to in America today.
I thought there was a funny tweet. One guy says...
Are you on Twitter nowadays, Kurt?
No, I just...
You got to get on Twitter, Kurt.
On the MarketWatch.com, boys, this guy named Aaron Levy says, order of operations to determine Iowa winners. One, tallied votes. Two, coin toss. Three, rock, paper, scissors.
Now you're talking. That's right. Good work. That's funny.
Four, staring contest. I thought that was funny. Yeah. You know, that's.
But Trump would win the staring contest, wouldn't he, Kurt?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can accuse people of foul play and everything else, but when it comes down to the staring test,
there was a big news story that says that this company called Alphabet is bigger than Apple.
Yeah, Alphabet's Google, Kurt. It's just the renamed goofball Google thing.
Oh, okay. I was like, what is that? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Alphabet soup, you know, everything but the kitchen sink thrown at Apple, Kurt. It's kind of what we're talking about, right?
Uh-huh.
There's just weird stuff going on in the news everywhere. And it's hard to even know sometimes what to focus on, Kurt. You know?
Yeah. I just didn't know that was Alphabet. It's like the first time I've heard of it. Yeah, they say Google parent Alphabet passes the Apple market cap at the open.
Hmm. Yeah.
So,
that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, at least I understand more about it, what it is now since you explained
it. Yeah, it's just Google. They just renamed the stupid thing, and it's Google again. See, if they change the name, then you feel like, oh, man, it's something new and innovative. I better invest in that, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
Now, doctors are told to screen all adults for depression, Kurt.
Oh, that's kind of depressing.
I heard that. Now, don't you think they ought to screen you for depression, though? What if you just go off the rails, Kurt?
It's coming my way, I think.
What, screening or going off the rails?
Screening.
All right. I'm just telling you that I'm not going off the rails. If they tell you that I got depressed and commit suicide, just know they're lying.
Yeah.
All right, there you have it. 1 hour on the can, second hour coming up. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Straight ahead, like always. Hope you're all doing fantastic. Please help us in the media, folks. We need all your financial and otherwise support. LibertyRoundTable.com. Yeah. Click on Help Us Grow to get involved today. We the people can restore our grand old republic. LibertyRoundTable.com, GimmeLibertyFund.com. This nation shall endure.